For every trouble and distressing situation which occurs to a community, although the Mishnah literally means which does not occur to a community, that's because when talking about bad things, it is the style of the Mishnah and the Gemara to talk about it in the negative, as if it wouldn't happen. We're discussing a troubling situation which occurs to a community, Masrin Aleyen, we would blow the shofar over them, we would fast, as we have seen over the past couple of parakim. Chutz, except for, Merov Geshomim, for too much rain. If there is an abundance of rain, then we do not fast and daven to Hashem for it to stop. Since rain is essentially a good thing, and something which we need, and something which we daven for, it's not appropriate to daven for rain, and then to ask Hashem to stop the rain from coming. And the Mishnah now brings the very famous story of Choni HaMa'agel. The reason why he was called Choni HaMa'agel is because of this story where he draws a circle around him, as we're going to see. Ma'agel means somebody who makes a circle, and he received this name from the following story. Ma'isesh omre l'choni ha-ma'agel. There was a story that once happened that people told Choni ha-ma'agel, his pals yedu gushomim. Davan prayed to Hashem that rain will come down. It was already a few months into the winter, and they were waiting for rain. This story occurred in the month of Adar, so it's really even towards the end of the winter. And they really needed rain, so they went to Choni ha-ma'agel and asked him to daven for rain. Omalohem, he said to them, Tzu, go out, v'hachnisu tanuri psochem, bring in the ovens for the korbanos Pesach. The ovens were always kept in the chotzer. In a courtyard, people in those days would have a house. Outside of the house would be a courtyard, into which many different houses would open up. And in general, the ovens were kept in the courtyards. Now, because it was the month of Adar, people were making new ovens to use on Pesach, particularly to roast their Korban Pesach. And because these ovens were made out of clay, and it was a new oven, they had to wait a few days for the clay to dry. Now, the clay had not yet dried for many of these ovens, and so Choni ha-ma'agel told them to bring in the ovens inside to their houses, b'shvil shelo yimoku, so that they will not dissolve and be washed away in the rain. He was confident that his davening would be answered, that he warned them to bring in everything from outside so that it wouldn't be damaged by the rain. His palel, he davened to Hashem for the rain, v'le'ordu g'shomim, but rain did not come down. So me'osa, what did he do? Og ugo, he drew a circle on the ground, v'omar b'seicha, and he stood inside the circle, v'omar lefonov, and he said in front of him, in front of Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalom, Master of the World, Obonecha somu pneim olai. Your children placed their face. They turned to me and asked me to daven to you. She'ani kemen bayis lefonecha, because I am like a member of your household. I spend such a lot of time davening to Hashem, and so that's why they put their faith in my davening, that I should ask you, Hashem, for rain. Nishbo ani b'shimcha gadol, I swear by your great name, she'eni zoz mikan, that I am not moving from here, from inside the circle, ad shetirach malbonecha, until you have mercy on your children. Until you bring rain and answer our tefillas, our prayers, I am not going to move from the circle. And once he said that, his chilu geshomim menatfin. Rain began to drop down very slowly, small droplets of rain, but nothing really major. Omar, so Choni ha-ma'agel said to Hashem, Leikach sho'alti. That's not what I asked for. Elo gishmi boyreis shichin u'ma'arais. But for rain which will fill up the pits and the square pits and the caves full of water. As we learned earlier on in the Masechta, if enough rain comes, let's say, for the crops, for the produce to grow, but not enough to fill up the pits with water, that in itself is a reason to fast. So Choni ha-ma'agel was saying that that's not enough. And so when he said that, his chilu leirid b'zaf. Rain began coming down with anger. Very strong and large drops of rain came pouring down. And Omar Choni ha-ma'agel said to Hashem, Leikach sho'alti, that's not what I asked for. Elo gishmi rotza in bracha u'nedova. But for rain, which is a sign of rotzon, that Hashem wants it, a sign of blessing, a sign of a gift, rain which is beneficial for everything. And at that point, yordu k'siknan, rain came down in a regular way, not too lightly, not too strongly, but they continued to do so, and the rain wasn't stopping. Ad sheyotzu Yisrael miYerushalayim l'Har HaBayis, until the Jews went up, they went out from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, to the mountain on which the Beis HaMikdash stood. That was a higher point in Yerushalayim, and there was water continuing to come down, and so they wanted to get to a higher place to sort of escape the rain. because of the rain, which wasn't stopping. They came and they said to him, just like you davened about the rain that it should come down, so too now you should daven that the rain should go away. You davened so much to Hashem to bring down the rain in exactly the right amount, the right strength. So now daven to Hashem for the rain to stop. He said to them, go out and check if the stone of people who had things missing has dissolved and been washed away. The Evan HaToyim was a large stone which was in a relatively high place, and if somebody found a lost item, he would go to that large stone and he would announce that over there, and people would know that if they lost something, then they should go to this large stone where people who had found items would announce it over there. And then if the person who lost the item can identify it and prove that it is his, then he will be able to get the item back. Now this large stone was very large and it was in a high place, and it wouldn't be washed away. And so what Chena Magel was telling them is that as much as I can daven for rain to come down, is not appropriate to daven for it to stop totally. Because at the end of the day, it's a bracha, it's a blessing, and the rain which is coming down is the right sort of rain. It's true there might be a bit too much now, but it is nevertheless not appropriate to daven to Hashem for him to stop bringing down this blessing. Now after this story occurred, Sholach Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach sent a message to Chena Magel, and he said, Il moli chayni ato? Were it not for the fact that you are chayni, that you are who you are, I would have decreed a ban upon you. A nidui is a certain type of ban where people are not allowed to have contact with this person. And Shimon ben Shetach was sort of rebuking Chena Magel for the way that he davened to Hashem for the rain, telling Hashem that I'm not going to move from here until you answer us, and that's not what I asked for, etc. Shimon ben Shetach felt that it wasn't an appropriate way to daven to Hashem. But he continued to say, but what can I do to you? Because you make yourself like a young child in front of Hashem. Mischate is an Aramaic word for becoming a young child, making oneself like a young child. And he does what you want for you. Like a child who is a young child asking requests from his father, and his father does whatever he wants. Because as we can see, Hashem at the end of the day did answer your davening. And about you, about people like you, the Pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'imecha, your father and mother will rejoice over you, and the one who gave birth to you will be full of joy. Because as much as it seems a bit inappropriate to us that you daven like that, at the end of the day, Hashem answered your prayers and clearly is not displeased with you.